This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sandhu, artificial intelligence-based conversational interfaces have come a long way. In the past, we had to speak like robots, but today, the robots are speaking like us. These changes are also rapidly transforming customer service interactions across various industries, including banking and financial services, retail, e-commerce, healthcare, and more. With chatbots and AI proving increasingly popular in the customer service industry in Asia, I figured it's a good time to have a look at how businesses can adopt them quickly and improve their business front. Here with me today to discuss this and more is Ravi Saraogi. He's the co-founder and the president of Unifor APAC, an Indian-based conversational AI startup. Ravi, welcome to the show. Perhaps a quick introduction about yourself first.
Hey, Jeff. So I'm Ravi Saraogi, one of the co-founders of Unifor and also president of the Asia region for the company. Unifor, we got started back in 2008 at IIT Madras, a premier research institute in India. And the whole essence of the company is to bring together conversational service automation to the industry, which basically can improve their current operations in contact centers and also focus on customer experience. Unifor overall has grown at an exponential rate and is now expanding in the Asia-Pacific market with our conversational service automation product, which has the highest voice accuracy in the industry and the broadest coverage of language. We offer our overall platform in over 100-plus global languages, including multiple different dialects. On top of it, the platform carries three different kind of products. Omina, which is highly advanced analytics and visualization product, focusing on key business essence like customer churn, sales upliftment, contact center automation, etc., is the first product. The second is a voice-based virtual agent, which is called Akira, typically, again, deployed alongside agents in the call center, which improves productivity and overall customer experience for large enterprises. And then finally, we have mVoice, which is a conversational security product, which is enabled to understand customer's voice and authenticate the customer using its voice today.
So how would you describe a conversational artificial intelligence, since like that is the core of your business here?
Yeah, so let me first describe to you what is a conversation, right? Any customer interaction that takes place between the enterprise and the customer is a conversation. It can take place over a website, it can take place over a chat, a voice, an IVR, with a human being in a call center, a chatbot, or a mobile app, or wider social media universe. Conversations or interactions that happens across all these channels are conversations. And conversations can be complex, especially when customers are engaging with you across different channels and highlighting larger challenges that they are facing with the services of this enterprise. Where they not only share their intent and the overall context of the conversation, but they also emote, they also share their sentiments and overall understanding on what they're going through. Conversational AI is basically understanding with the power of technology, with the power of AI, understanding all those behaviors of customers, all those interactions of customers in a more efficient way in real time with understanding the real intent of the customer. Now, to bring all this together, Unifor has come up with its own conversational service automation platform, which is a combination of different overlapping categories of technologies such as data analytics, conversational analytics, IVR systems, voice bots, robotic process automation, and customer feedback, all working together in real time. The solution effectively optimizes and drives both automated human-to-machine interaction as well as direct conversations between contact center agent and customers.
Now, many of the Fortune 50 companies or organizations in Asia, they've been adopting, whether it's conversational AI or chatbots in recent years. Why do you think there's been a surge, especially in the last few years? What do you think was the enabler that accelerated the pace of this adoption?
Well, overall, if you look at the geographies in Asia, and these are countries which are growing rapidly, some at 5%, some at 6%, some at 7%. And as they're growing rapidly, there is also enough competition in the market, right? And as you have all this competition brewing in, the market size is limited enough. Now, with that, if you have to not only acquire enough number of customers, but also you need to ensure that your cost is optimized, you need to go through automation. Business process automation, you need to go through back office automation, front office automation, but also at the same time, you cannot be at a situation where you don't focus on customer experience. Some of the studies that have come up has clearly highlighted that if customer experience is poor, there is more than enough likelihood that the customer will churn out and go ahead and work with some other custom service provider. And at the same time, if you want to really improve your customer experience, you need to understand and listen what your customers are saying. And our products today bring together the essence of how customer interaction works out and how customer interaction can be further optimized and improved. Now, once you understand what your customers are saying and you improve that, the more likelihood of your retaining that customer and delivering great business really increases. And that's where I think some of the key sectors in Asia Pacific market are driving the demand of conversational AI. 54% of the BPOs are already actively using support of their marketing initiatives. 50% of financial services, 52% of insurance companies, all are focusing on understanding customer intent. And at the same time, 46% banking respondents are focused on fraud analytics. All these are gearing towards automation. All these are gearing towards enablement through AI, and the other segments like banking, financial services, insurance, telecommunication industry in Malaysia, as well as automotive industry, all are focused towards engagement of technologies with eagerness to understand their customer journeys, their intents and their experiences, and improving all of that.
You know, Ravi, you mentioned that you're looking to also expand into various parts of the world, especially here in the APAC region. The conversation, how do you cater to the difference in how we communicate here in Malaysia and down in Singapore compared to, say, you know, places in Thailand or even, you know, in India? There are different ways where we would communicate with one another. And how would you, you know, embed that into an artificial intelligence?
You are absolutely right. The complexity of Asian market drives from the complexity of how it communicates, and each country communicates with different languages, different dialects. Unifor is currently present in Asia-Pacific markets like Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines, and then in India as well, which has multiple different languages and each language carrying different dialects. By virtue of starting the organization back in India, it gave us enough leverage to really uplift our products and build in patents and algorithms, which would then in future become capable of not only handling different languages, but multiple dialects within those languages itself. And that has been the essence of the company and its core product. Our capabilities of understanding those variations and different emotions and different dialect inputs really gives us the edge in the region to not only deploy our products, but deploy them really, really effectively. Today, we have more than 200 employees across the globe, and our focus markets in Southeast Asia has really enabled us with some of the large customers today where our products are deployed and are delivering the benefits, real-time benefits, to large enterprises with the deployments in languages like Bahasa, Malay, Mandarin, Cantonese, Southeast Asian variants in English, and of course, other languages like Thai, Vietnam, etc., all available today as a part of the core capability of the product.
We'll be right back with Ravi Saraogi. He's the co-founder and president of Unifor APAC. In just a moment, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. And today on the show with me is Ravi Saraogi. He's the co-founder and president of Unifor APAC. It's an AI conversational startup. And early on, we were talking about how, conversational artificial intelligence has moved leaps and bounds. Ravi, you know, when we think about talking to a robot, it does kind of still feel robotic, despite, earlier on, we were talking about the advancements that it has made. But one is arguing that we can never really truly replace the human interaction. What should be the mindset when deploying conversational AI for an organization? Is it to replace their customer front? Is it to assist them? And if so, what are the best ways of deploying this?
So for any organization to deploy conversational service automation, one needs to look at it in a holistic manner. One needs to chart out where this organization wants to be in terms of focus of customer experience, focus of revenue, focus of cost, and what kind of automation they want to bring in. When an organization takes a longer horizon, one also needs to look at how the customers are. Today, customers are divided across broadly three segments. The first segment is a millennial, which is impatient, needs information quickly on their fingertips. Second category of customers are middle-aged people who are today probably employed in a corporate job or running their own businesses. And the third segment of customers are baby boomers who have access to technology, but their capability to access that technology is fairly limited. Now, as organization, when we work across conversations which can be delivered to customers or enabled for customers, it's important to understand what kind of customer segment you are catering to, right? And then your technologies that you are deploying today should be capable of handling all those communication across different channels. So our belief is that as an organization, when you deploy it, you cannot take away the element of human being. It always has to remain there. When in need, a human being wants to always talk to a human being so that information not only can be delivered well, but the emotions also can be understood really well. At the same time, there are information bits which can be really taken into consideration, which are very low-hanging kind of interactions. Like if I need to know my account balance or if I need to know when my insurance premium is due, I don't need to talk to an agent. I can just simply talk to a voice-based virtual agent and I can ask what is my account balance, and it should be able to not only understand but respond back to you very, very quickly by pulling that information from the back end. At the same time, as the complex conversation kicks in, when I say that while I know my account balance, I also saw that there was a fraudulent transaction, a possible fraudulent transaction in my account. Can you help me with more information about it? And at that point in time, the virtual agent should be capable of transferring the call to a real human agent, while at the back end, the platform continues to listen to the conversation. And any assistance that is required to be provided to the human agent can be provided on a real-time basis. So in our opinion, it has to be an amalgamation of technology and human interface in a way where AI can continue to play a very important part in terms of automation of low-hanging conversations and assisting human agents when conversation becomes complex. And this together can bring in real transformative change in how large enterprises today interact with their customers and enable them with great customer experience.
And in some ways, it would help the business operations to keep running in light with, you know, things like COVID-19, the coronavirus and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You and I, we just discussed about it on how it is impacting the daily, day-to-day business process. And people, as this is spreading in different countries and it is spreading across different age groups, people are taking more cautious approach of working from home, doing most of their meetings over videos and calls. And at this point in time, if you want to further assess how your interactions are going because you are losing that direct connection with the live meetings and human touch, you would want your AI to come in place and continue to assist and enable those communications as well.
You know, some businesses still struggle, even though they may have adopted some form of chatbots or conversational AI into their organizations, but yet they struggle to find that sweet spot of balance between being able to give information at the right time and also the right information compared to getting their customers frustrated and ended up still calling and speaking to a human operator at the back end. Why do you think most businesses struggle with this? Is it something to do with the operations and how things are set up prior to installing or embedding a conversational AI?
So Jeff, the way I look at it, and let me ask you a question first. When was the last time you went to a website and had a chat with a chatbot? And how was your experience?
It's been a long time, and the experience is pretty much I'm very robotic when it's when I'm asking for for any kind of conversation, for any kind of information. It's a very robotic kind of process.
Absolutely. So that's how, unfortunately, things got developed. The chatbot rage came in really, really quick, right? And at the same time, when organizations looked at digital transformation and automation, this was the easiest to deploy and the quickest to deploy to show that they are really a digital transformation savvy organization. But the information that was delivered on a chatbot and continues to be delivered on a chatbot are nothing but the usual FAQs on the website. Now, if I have to look at a FAQ, then I can simply go to a page and look at the FAQ, the frequently asked questions. I don't need to write on a chatbot and then wait for a revert back, which is extremely robotic. And that's where we believe that organizations have missed the beat there. In order to really transform the conversation with the customer, in order to really transform the communication between your enterprise and the consumer, you need to first understand how your consumers are speaking, what are they speaking. And then that gives you the benchmark of which areas you need to automate, which are the simpler transactions, which are the complex transactions, where you need human beings, where you need automated agents. Those agents can be over chat. Those agents can be over voice. And based on that, one needs to then go ahead and do a digital transformation practice based on the studies that can be carried out through the initial layers of analytics. And that's where the organizations have missed the beat. People have just gone ahead way too fast into implementing those practices of chatbot without looking at a deeper aspect of where they want to be in 3 years from now. And instead of taking a holistic approach, unilateral approaches have been taken, which is now creating an adverse business impact for most of the organizations.
Do you think that's a challenge for you in order to re-educate a lot of these organizations in this region that have, gone onto that chatbot surge in the, last couple of years, in order for them to still understand that there is a benefit in the, in the investment that needs to be made yet again into something that, they feel have failed in the last couple of years?
No, I think the benefit here is that by deploying a chatbot solution, just a plain vanilla chatbot solution, it also has given organizations an understanding of what is not required to be done or how important it is for them to have a holistic approach rather than a unilateral approach. And that has really helped us in a different way. It really has given now an organization to believe and think that they have to take a holistic approach. So the initial evangelizing has actually gone down because people now understand clearly what they need by deploying some of these chatbots. Now, while they have done all these investments, it's not a waste, right? There's already a lot of learning even on those chatbots. People still go on those chatbots and still type their questions. They may not get the responses, but they still type their questions. They also go in frequently and ask different things. And these chatbots can be on mobile app, these chatbots can be on website. So we can also understand from which channel people are coming across. So there is still a lot of learning which is available out there, which can be reused, and an improved avatar can be presented back to the customers, which will be much more holistic in nature, which can be much more robust and responsive in nature and catering to the actual needs of the customer.
And Ravi, what's next for Unifor?
Well, for us, we clearly believe that the age of true front office automation has come through. If you look at contact center as an industry, 30 years back, the industry just started, and a lot of investments have gone in since then. Call centers started with an analog route, got into a digital route, and then social media came into being. Along with that, other interaction channels like email, chat, etc., got embedded, and call centers have truly transformed themselves into contact centers. But what has not changed with all those investments in the back office is that the overall customer experience has not changed. Your interactions 5 years back and your interactions now with any call center remains as poor as it was, and nothing much has changed. And that's where Unifor is currently focusing on, which is the front office automation and not the back office. The front office automation is largely focusing towards customer interactions and getting into a segment where we really can truly transform the interaction that the customers are having with these large enterprises and ensuring that the best of customer experience can be provided. Now, the contact center industry across the globe is a $350 billion industry, growing at a compounded annual rate of about 9%. In addition to that, by 2021, which is a year from now, 70% of the organizations will integrate some form of AI to assist their employee productivity, as per one of the researchers in Gartner has forecasted. Now, for us at Unifor, we really want to tap into the upcoming business growth by not only being present in countries like Southeast Asia, in countries of Southeast Asia, India, and North America, we are also expanding into markets like Japan and Australia, UK and Canada, while Southeast Asia remains one of our current focus markets. We also plan to employ an additional 300 people in the company, while we are already more than 200 in the organizations, and grow from there across all these countries.
And Ravi, I wish you all the best, and it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for your time today.
That was Ravi Saraogi. He's the co-founder and the president of Unifor APAC, talking about conversational AI. And if you missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the podcast available now on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.